Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Y'all, I am so excited. Something I have been working on for so long is finally here. I have launched my very own eyelash line. It's called Viva Verano, means long live summer. I have the cutest packaging, all rainbow, as an ode to my rainbow baby who has the best lashes in the game. We have three styles, summer, moon, and honey, something for everyone. You can check them out now at Viva Verano Lashes on Instagram or go to vivaveranolashes.com.
From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
We are back. I am so excited because the person sitting across from me right now has not been on my show in so many years. We have talked about doing like a mommy podcast together, and now we're finally doing it. Miss Brittany Cartwright Couchy.
Hey.
So have you changed your name yet? Okay.
I don't know if I ever will legally, but on my Instagram, it says Brittany Cartwright Couchy.
Right. And your son is Couchy. And
exactly. Everybody's like, where did that last name come from? I'm like, it's Jax's actual last name.
Right. I remember when people were speculating on what you were going to name your son. So many people were saying Taylor.
Yes.
They're like, why would his name be Taylor Taylor? And it's like, no, that's not his last name.
Which is kind of a bummer because Taylor is such a cute last name.
Right. I know.
It but is. Respect to his dad and that side of the family, of course, we would, you know,
absolutely
carry on the name.
So. Totally. I know. Brock's like, I mean, honey, you know, when we get married, you don't have to change your name. Because I'm like, at this point, Sheena Shea feels just like a stage name. I don't even really see it as, oh, well, that's my ex-husband's last name. It's just a stage name. But I feel like after the wedding this summer,
you're going to change it?
I think I'll professionally start switching back to Sheena Marie because Sheena Davies just doesn't have
I think that's a cute
ring.
Last name.
Sheena Honey.
Yeah.
That.
But I think Davies is cute too.
But people always say Davis.
Oh.
So it's like just as annoying where, I mean, Shay. S-H-A-Y. Yeah. So easy. We're like Davies with an E.
My mom still goes by Cartwright and, you know, she hasn't been married to my dad since I was 2 years old. So.
Yeah.
And she's remarried. But his last name is Terry. So she would like be
Sherry
Terry. She said, absolutely not.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah. So I wouldn't change it either if I was her.
Right. Do you watch Married at First Sight?
I have not seen that. No, I mean, I know what it is,
okay.
But I haven't actually like watched the show.
One of the girls on the show this past season, the Boston one, her name is Noi, but then her husband's last name is Moy. So she's going to be Noi Moy.
No. Poor thing.
And it's like she finds this out like at the altar. She's like, wait, what's your last name? And he's like, Moy. And she's like, oh, cool. My name's Noi.
Oh, weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
so,
sucks.
Yeah. But I'm so excited to have you here. We got so many questions. There's so many things I want to just talk to you about on the podcast about motherhood since we haven't done this since, I mean, I was probably single the last time you were on my show.
Oh, I think so. It was years ago.
It was a very different time.
I think I was still filming back then.
Yeah.
That's how long ago it was.
Right? So how has that been? Because I saw some questions come in about that. How has that been for you not filming? Has it been freeing? Has it been hard to see us still doing things?
I think in the beginning it was weird because you guys would all be together and like we couldn't be there. Mm-hmm. And that was like kind of weird because we would normally always be together, right, and stuff. So I would get like a little FOMO and everything. But also I got to spend so much time with Cruz.
Yeah.
Like I got to spend so much time and really like bond with him. So that was a good part too. Of course, I would have loved to make the money and stuff.
Right.
So why we do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all in all, I'm kind of just gotten over it, honestly. Like I feel fine and I don't worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just like, go have fun. I support y'all.
Totally. And let me tell you, the one thing you did not miss out on is postpartum filming and just figuring out what to wear every day for all of these themed parties, mm-hmm, that all of our friends have. I'm like, it made me last year never want to do a themed party again. And I love a good theme.
Oh, even like with my weight loss and stuff, how much I struggled, it was so hard for me to ever find clothes, even just to, mm-hmm, do anything at all. So I couldn't imagine every single day having to do that in front of the camera.
Oh,
it would,
God,
be super hard.
It was so hard. And then I'm filming next to Lala. Yeah. And it's like, don't compare yourself, Sheena. Everyone has a different journey. I'm like, but this bitch, the day after she had a baby's in like a mesh top and...
Literally like 10 days after, I think she was at a party or something.
Yeah.
And wore a, yeah, that
it was
mesh
a
top
birthday. And I'm seeing this photo and I'm like...
She looked awesome.
And at the time I was still eight, nine months pregnant. And I'm like, oh, is that... That's not normal.
No, she's very lucky.
She was very, very blessed on her bounce back.
Yeah.
But let's talk about you, because you have bounced back.
Thanks.
You are the face of Jenny Craig right now.
Isn't that cool?
Congratulations.
Thank
Literally,
you.
It's so cool. Like seeing you in that sense on the TV is so exciting.
Because
it's normal to see you on a reality show, but to see you as the face of a massive campaign.
That's
this is worldwide, right?
Yeah.
It's
people tell me all the time they see the commercial. They'll be like, I'm on the airplane and I see your commercial. I'm like,
yeah,
this is crazy. I always think like, what do my exes think whenever they're watching football and all of a sudden my commercial
pops
up?
My God, I've never thought of that.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I know. But what's cool is that I've lost like almost 20 pounds since I did the last commercial.
Yeah.
So I get to film another one. So it'll be like three of me and I'll just be smaller each time.
That's so exciting. Literally,
yeah,
I just told you when I saw you the other day, I'm like, it's been maybe 3 weeks since the last time I saw you and you've gotten so much smaller. Like you look so good.
Thank you.
That's what I want to talk about first before we get into the other stuff is how did you become the face of Jenny Craig? How much weight have you lost? Obviously, it really works.
Oh, yeah.
What are your favorite foods? Like, walk me through all of this.
So I think that they just really liked my story and how open I was. Yeah, you know, like on social media and stuff, I was like very open about my weight loss journey, mm-hmm, and how hard it was for me and postpartum and everything. And I think that they really liked that and saw that like a lot of women were connecting with my posts and certain things. So whenever they came to me, I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I mean, Mariah Carey did it. Kirstie Alley did it. Like huge people. I just never imagined that it would be me. Like,
right,
little girl from Winchester, Kentucky. I just never thought, you know, I grew up watching Jenny Craig.
Yeah.
Those commercials all the time.
Totally.
So, it's just been a really good blessing for me. And it's like helped me so much because I was working out and I was trying really hard and the weight was just not coming off for me. And as soon as I changed my diet and started the intermittent fasting and the Jenny, mm-hmm, Craig program, I mean, it just started falling off. At first, my goal was 30 pounds and I hit that like so fast. Like I think 3 months, like 10 pounds, 10 pounds, 10 pounds.
Yeah.
It was like the last 10 pounds have been a little bit more difficult because now I'm getting back to like my normal size and it's always harder those last couple pounds.
Totally.
But it's been working awesome. You have a coach that you talk to and they like really keep you motivated and keep you on track. A lot of people are like, how do you go out to restaurants and stuff like that? Well, I'm kind of like maintaining now, you, mm-hmm, know, because I've already lost 40 pounds almost. On
Yay!
The I think I'm at like 39.2 pounds and 40 pounds is like my goal.
Hell yeah.
So as soon as I get to that, I start maintaining and like I still have my coach to talk to, but I like you know, smaller portions and just like really like focus on eating healthier and stuff as well. So
yeah. And I remember when we went to brunch at Craig's and they have the best bread there. Oh, yeah. And the bread basket, I was like, I'm just going to eat all of it. So it's not just staring you in the face, yeah. But you have so much willpower and you're just like, no, I'm not going to eat that.
Yeah. I mean, it's been, I'm held accountable because I tell the whole wide world that I'm doing this. You
right.
know? So it's also very motivating for me. Like, and I've got so much support out there and Jax has like been so supportive of me too. So it's just, it's been working and I feel like I've changed. That intermittent fasting and stuff helps so much.
Yeah.
And I think I've just gotten so used to it. I was just such a snacker, Netflix and eating popcorn and everything else all the time. And now I don't have that urge to do that anymore. So it's like, it's really helped me get it under control.
Okay, good.
So I love
it. So walk me through what is your diet like in a day? Like what do you do with the intermittent fasting? What have been some of your favorite meals with Jenny Craig?
So I, you follow an app and they'll send the food directly to your door and it's like breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks.
Okay.
And like you'll get ice cream for dessert one day or a chocolate lava cake. Like you still get to eat good stuff.
Oh, that's fun.
Instead of just doing like boiled chicken and salad.
Right.
And stuff.
No one wants that.
No, it switches up all the time and they'll add like new foods in and things. And once with my coach, like once I started doing it for longer, she would start realizing the things I really loved and, you know, fix my days towards that. Mm-hmm. So it's just so easy to follow. You just literally just click an app as you go. And then I try not to eat past 8 o'clock. 7 is like whenever I really want to do it. That would be like yeah. the best, but it that can be hard.
Totally.
So normally I try not to eat past 8 and then I won't eat breakfast until like 9 or 10 the okay. next morning. So it's, and it like, pushing the button that says you're starting your fast, like, really helps you, too. I don't know if it's something, like, in your head
right.
or whatever, but if I hit that button, I know, okay.
I'm doing it.
I'm
now
doing
I'm going to be accountable.
Yeah, no more eating tonight.
So. Yeah.
It becomes, like, a lifestyle, honestly.
Totally.
It really does. So that's kind of how it goes. I love the chicken fettuccine. I love the chocolate lava cakes and all that good stuff. You know, I love sweet stuff. So
totally.
I couldn't do without some chocolate here and there.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I'm so proud of you. Literally, you look incredible.
Thanks.
And I mean, on top of the Jenny Craig diet, you are crushing it in the gym.
Oh, yeah. My girl Megan's got me all together.
Literally, like, I see you do some of the stuff that Brock does in the gym. Like, when you're, like, lifting the barbell, the...
Oh, the sleigh?
Yeah.
Or the shit, whatever she calls it, the sleigh.
Whatever it's called,
it
I'm like...
hard.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite workouts that you do, and what are the ones that you just dread?
Well, the sled is something that I dread.
Yeah.
Because it's outside, and sometimes it's, like, really hot in L.A., and that part of the gym is outside. So
okay.
I'm like, ugh. Anytime Megan's like, we're going outside, I'm always like, crap. Because I know it's going to be hard. But she does like a lot of like lifting weights and stuff. And I never really focused on that back in the day. It was more about cardio and stuff like that. So she just does so much different things. I don't get bored. She switches it up all the time. And she's like one of my best friends too.
So I love that.
It's just like having fun in the gym. Everything
so
we do
fun.
Is fun.
Yeah.
So, makes it easier to go to the gym whenever it's somebody who you have a good time with.
Yeah. So I know you said Jax has been really supportive. Has he done the intermittent fasting with you? Does he try and steal your Jenny Craig meals?
Oh, yeah. He eats my Jenny Craig meals all the time. He'll be like, Brittany, can I have the pepperoni pizza? And they send me extra food.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like I... you know, and missing a
right.
meal or something. They send me extra food for a lot of different things, like if I'm doing a photo shoot or anything. So my fridge is just stacked full of Jenny Craig stuff. But he's always like, can I have a fettuccine? Can I have a pizza? And I'm like, yes. It's so funny because, like, if I leave the house, like, probably right now, he's probably ordering, like, McDonald's or something because he doesn't want to eat it in front of me.
Yeah.
Which is, that's a big help, too,
that's
because
nice.
I love McDonald's french fries. I mean, who doesn't? So
I know. Even we've given Summer them a couple times. Yeah. She's like, what is this? Sodium.
I know Cruz loves them too.
Yeah.
But yeah, he'll do stuff like that. And then he tries to intermittent fast with me. Sometimes he gets a little bit hungrier. But guys just lose weight so much easier than girls. It is so annoying.
I know.
Like he could sit there and snack all night and not gain an ounce.
Uh-huh.
But if I do that for like 2 weeks, I'm going to gain like 5 pounds.
Totally.
So I just got to watch it, especially the older I get and I'm not cheering anymore and doing all that stuff. So
yeah,
your body changes.
I know. Absolutely.
I hate it.
Well, you literally. You look better every time
thank
I see you. Like, you've always been beautiful. Even,
oh,
you know,
you so
9 months pregnant, even if we weren't feeling it,
yeah.
you look incredible.
Thank you. You do too. You look great. You bounced
thank
right
you.
Back.
I mean, it wasn't right back.
Faster
it
than
was,
me.
it was quicker than I expected.
Yeah.
But I also think because I was fortunate enough to breastfeed as long as I did, I think that really helped too.
Yeah, you were killing it in the breastfeeding. I mean, that's a full-time job.
It really was.
Like, my milk dried up at 8 weeks and I was so devastated.
I remember when that happened.
But I was also like, woo.
Okay. Tequila, here I am.
Yes, exactly.
I know. Like, the last, like, month has just been this freeing feeling of, wait, I can put whatever I want in my body and not, it was before, I'm like, can't eat this, can't drink this.
Yep.
And now I'm like,
now you can do whatever you want.
I can have a couple extra shots.
And like the formula thing too, like Cruz went
to
regular milk, like right whenever all this happened. So I don't know how these moms are dealing with this formula shortage.
It's like, so scary.
People like me who couldn't breastfeed, like what are they going to do? I mean, I feel so bad for them.
I know. And I feel like that's definitely more common than women who just had an easy breastfeeding journey. I've heard so much more the other end. And it's so
scary
what's going on.
Heartbreaking. But I know. Hopefully it'll get fixed soon. Jeez.
I know. Hopefully. I think it's just, you know, things are just being delayed and shipping, and it's just like it's all stuck on this boat. And once it gets off, it's like formula for everyone. Yes. But right now,
I would be terrified.
I know. So prayers to all the moms out there with formula. I really hope that can be figured out soon,
because
I can't even imagine. And there's so many kids, you know, that have lactose or dairy, like allergies, and they have to have certain formula. They can't just have milk.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It is. I want to get into all things mommy, but before we do, we're just going to take a little break.
So one thing we all need to be taking care of is our gut. It impacts literally everything. Your weight, your mood, your skin, your digestion, and because your gut houses up to 80% of your immune system, a healthy gut is truly the gateway to feeling your best. Unfortunately, our bodies are being attacked every single day and wreaking havoc on our gut health. Stress, toxins, even just one day of eating a Western-style diet. Thankfully, with Just Thrive probiotics, it's now easier than ever to give your gut what it needs to thrive. Just Thrive's breakthrough award-winning probiotic is the only product on the market that's proven to turn your gut into an antioxidant factory. Yes, this probiotic actually produces antioxidants right in the gut, meaning you will get maximum immune, digestive, and total body health support. It's vegan-friendly, gluten-free, dairy-free, histamine-free, and non-GMO. And the best part, you can open the capsule and sprinkle it onto any food or drinks. It's the perfect recipe companion to keep your whole family healthy. Just Thrive has been loudly endorsed by some of the biggest health luminaries on the planet, including me and Brock. And you can learn more by listening to the episode Just Thrive with Tina Anderson. This company is changing the game in the supplement industry. No fake marketing, no claims, just real, scientifically proven results. So if you're looking for the best in gut health and immune support, choose the clinically proven award-winning power of Just Thrive probiotic. Save 15% off site-wide when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code Shay at checkout. Again, that's justthrivehealth.com/discount/Shay. Well, there's nothing quite like the smell of summertime. The sweet fragrance of flowers wafting in the breeze, the sharp smell of freshly cut grass, and the not-so-sweet smell of feminine odor. Yes, that's right, ladies. In the summertime, our bodies go through some changes that can result in an increase in vaginal odor. But there is no need to be embarrassed about that, because PHD offers a line of holistic feminine care products that actually work. They are made with boric acid. These products are designed to help women address their feminine care and provide a holistic solution for vaginal odor. So you can go ahead and enjoy the summer feeling confident and comfortable, because PHD has you covered. Now, I have the boric acid foam wash in sensitive and rose vanilla, both in my shower. It's all I've been using. They also have a whole line of vaginal suppositories, because when the weather heats up, you know, so does the topic of feminine odor and hygiene. So you want to make sure you are taken care of, you are staying fresh, and you don't have that dreaded summer stink. PHD offers trustworthy feminine care products that actually work. When you have feminine issues, you know you want a solution immediately. PHD is the number one doctor-recommended brand of boric acid and vaginal suppositories. And for those who don't know, boric acid is a natural compound found in seawater that has been recommended by doctors for decades as a safe, holistic alternative. PHD believes that vaginal care is crucial to your overall well-being. Register now at phdfemininehealth.com/win to receive a free summer gift basket, which contains lifestyle products, a retail value of over $100, plus a $500 Visa gift card. Go to phdfemininehealth.com/win. Also get 20% off all products right now. Use code Sheena at phdfemininehealth.com/win.
All right, mama, how crazy is it still? I don't think I'll ever get over the fact that we got pregnant at the same time and our babies are 2 weeks to the day.
I know.
Apart.
Insane.
What time was Cruz born?
He was born at 1:02 p.m.
Okay.
Something like that.
And then Summer was in the morning.
Yeah. 1:02. So,
but
yeah.
Literally, we both got induced on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. We had our babies on a Monday. Yeah. And even Lala.
Yeah.
4 weeks before you.
Yep.
Sunday induction, Monday baby.
Same exact thing.
Crazy.
Yeah. Same hospital.
I know.
We all had the same doctor.
Yeah, you guys did.
Yeah.
I know. It's just so nuts, but it's so cool. I love that, you know, we have built-in best friends.
And
these kids get to grow
it.
Up together.
And the parties and just having fun and, you know, the history between our whole group and everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's just really neat.
It's so
nuts. I
love
to see it.
I know. Father's Day, we did a barbecue at your house.
Yes.
We got the babies together and it was just so fun just seeing them now. I feel like they're all the same age.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, once they get past a year and they're all walking, they're the same age forever.
Exactly.
They'll be in the same year in school. I know.
So
but
cute.
In the beginning, those first, you know, like 10 to 12 months, there's so many milestones that happen where if your baby is 6 weeks older, like there's going to be something they're doing yours isn't. Or then if yours is doing something and theirs isn't, they're like, wait, but mine's older. Should mine be doing this? And like, Cruz is crawling. When's Summer going to start crawling?
I know.
But I'm like, don't compare the kids. The kids are on their own journey. It's all going to happen. You
and
know,
now
like,
they're all walking and starting to talk. And just every single day, I feel
know.
Like Cruz is doing something new. And it's just, so fun. I love being a mom.
It's so fun.
It's the best part of my life.
And you are such a good mom.
Oh, thank
like,
you.
Cruz,
so are you.
Thank you. But Cruz is a lucky little boy. Summer's a lucky little girl.
Yes,
you know, all the kids
course.
Have great parents.
Yes.
But you and Jax are so hands-on. And I'm curious, what goes on for my listeners who unfortunately don't get to see you on the show anymore? But I want to know a little bit about what goes on behind closed doors. Do you guys parent the exact same? Do you butt heads? Do you fight about bedtime, nap time? Who does the bath? Who does the naps? Like, I want to get into all of this because I know there are going to be so many parents who can relate.
Yes. I mean, I pretty much do. And I think Jax maybe has given Cruz like one bath. I do all the other baths.
Okay.
Or I put him in the bathtub with me, you know, until he gets a certain age.
Yeah, for sure.
So he always like, we'll get in the bath with me or I'm the one doing like the baths and getting him dressed and stuff. But Jax is super hands-on. Like if I'm just sitting there or something, I'll be like, will you go change a diaper? Like, I don't even have to ask him. He'll just go and take care of everything. And he gets everything ready for me. I like to rock Cruz to sleep because it's like a bonding time for us.
Do too.
So I pretty much put him down for his naps and for his bedtime. But if I'm gone, Jax will do it and he's just fine. I mean, he is such a hands-on dad. Like he is so good. And you know, we don't have babysitters or anything. So
I know. I'm like, I don't know how you do it, but you do it because you're awesome parents.
Thank
and
you. We really got the team work down, like really, like we don't fight about that kind of stuff. Like he might drive me nuts sometimes and we do have our arguments and stuff, but nothing about the baby. Like that part is like kind of like easy for us, honestly, knock on wood.
See, that's awesome. So you just like agree with how you parent.
Oh yeah, we're both very
God, what is that like?
We're both a lot alike whenever it comes to that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we both like Jax might even be a little bit more of a helicopter dad than I am a mom because I've been around kids my whole life.
Yeah.
You know, I was around my nephews, my niece, all my friends back home had kids at early ages. So, like, I was around all of them. So I was a lot more used to things. And Jax is like, he fell down. I'm like, he's going to fall down. He's learning to walk. Like, relax.
Yeah.
He kind of freaks out over things sometimes.
He'll
get himself worked up. But then he'll, like, realize, like, okay, he's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, see, he already stopped crying. Like, he's going to be okay.
Uh-huh.
So he's just a little bit more of a helicopter dad than I am. But other than that, It's been great. And Cruz is such a good boy, too.
He's so good.
Like, we got so lucky. I bet my next one is going to be like a little Jax Taylor and just be like so mean or so bratty or something.
No, you have such a good baby. I have to say.
Good. Summer's good, too.
She is. But like, she has her sass and she'll have her fits. And it's not that it made me happy to see Cruz upset for a second, but I was like, oh, you're normal. Okay. Yeah. Like, he got a little upset and I was like, oh, he does cry. Because for months, I never saw the kid cry. I'm like, he's just always chill and happy. And someone's like, no. And I'm like, ah.
That's literally what everybody says if they ever see him get upset or something. They're like, oh, he does cry.
Yeah.
I'm like, not very often. But whenever he was smaller, he had this, we called it his witching hour, like where he would cry for like a good 20, 30 minutes before like trying to fight off his sleep at nighttime. But he's out of that phase even. Like, he hardly ever cries or anything. So.
Wow.
Like, again, you know, knock on wood.
Yeah. Baby number two, maybe not so much.
Yeah, I know. I was like, because Cruz is blonde. Like, everybody's like, where's the blonde hair from? I had blonde hair whenever I was little. His hair is exactly like my hair. And I had the curls and I had all that stuff. And I was born with black hair. It turned blonde exactly like his. So I'm sure he'll be brown. He'll have brown hair in the future.
Totally.
I think. But he's just got like the bluest eyes. And I think he looks like me. My mom was always like, I bet you if you have another one, it's going to look just like Jax.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I feel like they say the boys tend to look more like the mom and the girls tend to look more like the dad.
Yeah. I've heard that too.
But I think Summer's just me. But then so many people think she's a mini Brock.
She looks like you whenever you have her, and she looks like Brock when Brock has her.
I can see it, yeah.
Because you guys kind of have the same features. Like, you both have tan skin, dark hair, you know, all that stuff. But I think she has Brock's nose. But then I see a picture of you when you're little, and I don't know. You guys just look alike, I think. Your whole family trips me out.
It's so crazy. So what is your favorite thing right now that Cruz is doing? Like, something new that he's learned or said or is eating?
I mean, I just love it all right now because it's almost something new every single day.
It really is.
He's obsessed with shoes right now. So like, he puts shoes on his hands and walks around like this with them. And it is so cute because he's like trying to balance, you know?
Yeah.
But it's something about shoes. It can be tennis shoes, flip flops, anything. He just has them on his hands and is walking around the house. I'm like, he's going to be a little shoe head.
Right.
He already has a shoe collection.
Oh my God. His shoe game is so strong. Like, I remember you're pregnant. I'm like looking at the nursery and I was like, this kid has so many shoes.
I bought 13 pairs at one time when I was pregnant.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
All the same size. Oh,
no,
okay.
All different sizes. Because everybody was like, he's going to grow out of it, blah, blah, blah. It's a waste. And I'm like, well, he still has to have shoes. So it's not a waste.
Yeah. Do you put them on him more now, though, than you did when he was littler?
Yeah. I mean, I would try it with certain outfits. But now that he's walking, like, he has to have shoes on whenever we go somewhere in public. I'm like, crap. So, like, I got to buy him more shoes.
Yeah. And they do. Their feet grow so quick.
Yes.
Their shoes of Summer's that never fit her. They were so big. And then one day I go to put them on and I'm like, now they're too small.
Exactly. Cruz's foot is huge too.
Yeah.
We call them Flintstone feet because they're like flat and wide.
Oh my God. He does have little Flintstone feet.
Yeah. I feel like he just will come to me being like, mom, mom, you know, and like walk over. It's just so cute. It's all so cute.
It's so cute. Does he say dada?
Well, dada was like his first word.
Okay.
But
Nana was Summer's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Aww.
I know.
Yeah, his dada was definitely his first word, but now he just says everything. And he loves to say outside, outside, because he always wants to go outside. So he loves his water table. Like, that's his favorite thing.
We just got her one after being at your house. We're like, well, now she has to have a water table.
They're awesome.
It's the best.
Especially with how hot it is here. So
totally.
He loves it.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited for this summer to just like be here with the kids more and like do swim lessons.
Yes,
and
I cannot wait for swim lessons.
Oh my God. It's going to be so fun. So what would you say is the most or has been the most challenging part of motherhood for you?
I don't want to like be like, Cruz has been such an angel, but he really has. He really has. Like,
yeah.
I'm like really, really lucky with him.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, me and Jax have had such a good like flow with our parenting and everything.
Yeah.
For me, I think it was like the postpartum weight loss and depression and things like that I went through. That would probably be the hardest part for me so far. I don't know. And if people say stuff bad about my kid on social media, oh my God,
who talks shit about a child?
I don't know. Talking about him getting his hair cut and this and that. And I'm like, he is a little Tarzan. Okay, I love his hair.
Yeah.
Like, don't tell me I have to cut his hair because he looks like a girl. That makes me so mad. I'm like, so you're basically just saying my son is beautiful. Okay, yeah. Thanks. Like, right? I'm just going to start being like, thanks to people instead of, because sometimes people just say things just to get a reaction from us. And sometimes I let it get to me, but other times I'm like, I know he's cute. I don't care what this fool says.
Exactly. No, we got very blessed with good children.
Yes.
Cruz is, he's adorable.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They're little sweethearts.
Definitely. What, I know you'll just say everything, but what, if you could pinpoint a couple things, like what has been the best part about being a mom for you?
Just like how much I love him. It's like so insane because you think like you love, I love Jax, all right?
Yeah.
But it's just like a whole different feeling of like the love that you have for your child. You know, I never thought that that existed. And I'm like, oh my God, like my mom and my dad love me this much. You know, after you become a parent, like you really see it. And just like him learning new things and watching him like see things and like taking him to Disney World and watching how like excited he is and how like obsessed with the characters and stuff that he is, like things like that. I just absolutely adore. I love being able to like learn all this stuff through his eyes all over again. You know, it's fun.
It's so fun. I'm like, I get a one day, you know, like watch all of Hannah Montana again with her and just all, you know, listening to Disney music.
Yes.
And I'm like, let's want to watch Moana again.
Yes. Oh my God. Cruz loves Moana and Encanto. Those are like his favorite.
Those are her
and
go-tos also. Ooh, we haven't done that one yet.
He loves Wreck-It Ralph. It's so cute. That movie is.
It is. It's so cute. I watched it when I was pregnant for the first time. I had never seen it. And then
it's adorable.
There's two of them.
Yeah. There's two of them. The second one has like all the princesses. It's so cute.
I know. I love it. So I know we were talking about this, but I also got a lot of questions about baby number two.
Oh yeah.
when are you thinking?
Soon. I mean, not soon. I just lost all this weight. I got to have my body for a minute.
Yes.
But I'd say in 2023 for sure. So after January.
Okay, so we have the rest of this year to have fun.
The rest of this year to have
fun. Do some shots.
And then, and then I'm definitely ready for baby number two. And Jax just wants two, but if I have another boy, I'm going to try for a girl. I might end up with all three boys.
Yeah, okay. So
but we'll see.
Baby two, baby three. So if it's another
possibly.
Boy. But if you had a girl, you would maybe be good?
I think it all depends on just... After,
you don't know until you have the baby.
Exactly. Until I have it. And then I'll be like, okay. Because I've always thought I wanted three kids.
Uh-huh.
But maybe even if I have a boy, which I would be blessed either way, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But if I had another boy and it was just like a lot, because, you know, even getting places on time now, I'm terrible at.
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine. I cannot imagine like rounding up all these kids to get some, like, I don't know.
No.
I have to see how it works. My friend back home is pregnant with her fourth kid and I don't know how she does it.
Oh, my God.
And she's just like working all the time. She's like a great mom. I'm like, you are just like my role model.
I'm having trouble right now even thinking about a number two because, you know, We're here. We're in Palm Springs. We're in San Diego.
You guys are all over the place.
It's hard enough with one. I'm like, we don't want her to just be like an only child, you know, just be independent and have her friend time and her cousin time, but just be the only child.
Do you think you will have another one?
I go back and forth with this like probably every day.
Yeah.
I had such a traumatic labor, a great, great pregnancy. Like our pregnancies were like almost opposite. Mm-hmm. You were sick the whole time. I wasn't sick once. So the fact that you're like, yeah, I could do this again. I'm like, good on you.
I would do it in a heartbeat again.
I could totally do the pregnancy again because I was so blessed with an easy pregnancy.
Yeah.
But the labor and getting help syndrome and
you would
literally
have to get like a C-section or something.
I would probably get induced early.
Yeah.
I would probably have a C-section. And I don't know that I want to go into it. I feel like that mentally would kind of fuck me up, just being anxious. And I go back and forth because I really want her to have a sibling. But then I also was an only child for 12 years.
Yep.
And it was great. But now at my age, I love having a sister.
Yeah.
I can't imagine not.
Same.
So I want her to have that. That's why I'm like, do we, don't we? Do we do a surrogate? Do we adopt? Like there's so many options. So I don't know. Not 2023 though. Yeah. I can tell you.
I want them to be close enough to where they're in school and stuff together, so I'm not running to a million different places.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I know there'll be like a year or two whenever one's in elementary school, one's in middle school, or whatever they call it here in LA. Mm-hmm. That's what we call it in Kentucky. But then eventually they'll both be in middle school together, both in high school together, you know?
Yeah. So, speaking of school, I saw some questions came in regards to a cameo that Jax did where he said that you guys were going to be moving to Florida soon. And I've seen things online saying that you guys are going to be moving before he starts school. So can you address any rumors? Are you going to Florida? Are you going to Kentucky? Are you going to do school here?
Or we talk about this like every other day. It changes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it all depends on, you know, we're working on some projects and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it just depends on how those things go, if we move or not. But if not, like, why not be closer to our family?
Yeah.
You know, not that I would love them to always be together, but we'll visit each other even if I move, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen right this moment until we know, like, some more about our future and everything. But if Jax gets, like, he's so tired of L.A. He is just so worn out and just so over it. He's been here for a long time.
I get it. I've been here my whole life.
I know. You're from here. But he's from Michigan. And I'm from Kentucky. It's so different. So I think he just gets tired of things. And you know how Jax is. He thinks, like, he'll say something. And we even told our family, like, last year, whenever I was pregnant, that we were going to move to Kentucky. And then we had to be like, oh, sorry, we're not moving.
Just kidding.
I'm like, you can't keep telling people we're going to be moving until we are actually moving.
Yeah.
I think he just wants to move. So that's why he says that. Eventually, we will move. But it's not like, we're not, our house is not for sale. We're not trying to,
right?
You know, there's not really any plans. I do have Zillow alerts for Florida and Kentucky on my phone. So,
would you lean more towards one or the other?
I feel like Florida because it's the weather.
Yeah.
Like going home in the summertime to Kentucky is amazing. Like I was just there. I had the best time. It is so beautiful there. But then you go in like the winter and it's so dreary and rainy. And I'm so used to the LA weather now and I love it.
I know.
So I can't imagine not having that.
And yeah.
It'd just be fun for Cruz to grow up like around the water and the ocean and everything. So
totally. That's what I love about being in San Diego, but it's like work is never going to be in San Diego for us.
Exactly. So. But that's what I'm saying. Like we have to see like where the opportunities take us before we make any moves, you know?
Yeah.
So Jax just needs to cool it on telling everybody that.
Yeah.
Jax has the biggest mouth, I swear.
I want to talk about Jax's big mouth a little. So before we get into that, let's just take a little break. Y'all, I'm so excited. I just got my delivery from Article and I have the cutest new furniture pieces and throw pillows for our new apartment because we are moving from Hollywood back to Marina. I am so excited. And literally these teal chairs that we got add the perfect touch to our new apartment. Article has launched their new line of also outdoor products for summer 22. Think like oversized statement loungers, streamlined dining pieces, and easy to style sofas for your backyard needs. With 42 new pieces, plus a selection of bestsellers from seasons past, Article has what you need to outfit the deck of your dreams this summer. So Article combines the curation of a boutique furniture store with the comfort and simplicity of shopping online. Article's team of designers focuses on beautifully crafted pieces, quality materials, and durable construction. They are dedicated to a modern aesthetic of mid-century Scandinavian industrial and bohemian designs. It's fast, affordable, shipping available across all of the U.S. and Canada and is free on orders over $999. All in-stock items are delivered in 2 weeks or less. And Article has all fair prices. You're literally saving up to 30% over traditional retail prices. Article is able to keep their prices low by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you. No showrooms, no salespeople, no retail markups. Article is offering our listeners $50 off their first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/Shay and the discount is going to be automatically applied at checkout. Again, that's article.com/Shay to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Will Cole. As a leading functional medicine practitioner, I have had the unique position to see so many alchemize their pain and health problems to their purpose. Now I want the same for you. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers, where there is a fresh infusion of grace and lightness into wellness. This is the art of being well. Join me every Thursday for a new episode.
Okay, so I know you may not want to discuss this too much, but we got a lot of questions about Jax, Stassi's wedding.
Oh, Lordy.
So I'm just going to rattle a bunch of them, okay, and then we can go.
Ah!
We need to know about the text Jax was sending dissing Stassi's wedding. Is something going on with Britt and Stassi? Why doesn't Jax follow Stassi on Instagram anymore?
Oh,
how are you and Stassi planning on moving forward? How's the friendship with Stassi and Bo after missing the wedding? And the list goes on and on.
I mean, I get asked all the time, too, so I figured you were going to ask me about this. I hate talking about it, but I
know.
Will, because I know people know what's going on.
Yeah, so
I don't actually know what all the text messages were. I personally never sent any text messages.
Right.
I will make that very clear because I would never do that to them. Like, I was planning on going 1,100%. Jax just started getting in his head, getting all worked up about flying with the baby. So he tells...
Which is a lot.
Yeah, which is a lot.
A teething toddler on a flight across the world,
yes,
you know?
And you know how Jax is? He'll just, like, text and rage text and everything else. I don't even know exactly what all he said, but I know that he was expressing his doubts and that he didn't really think he wanted to go anymore. And he was telling, like, their best friend, Rob, or something, and they ended up showing... them the message.
And that's kind of shady, too.
Yeah.
Like, that was not his place to say that. Anyone who knows Jax should know that he vents.
Yeah,
he says shit he doesn't even mean.
Exactly. But he shouldn't have done it. And whenever I found out about it, I was very upset with him.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he was doing that. You know, like, he was venting and rambling off. And, you know, I apologized. And I was like, I'm so sorry. We're still planning on coming. And they got really mad at both of us and, like, didn't really talk to us for a couple weeks, like, all this time leading up to going to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't, like, hardly hear from him. I kept saying, I'm so sorry that he did that. I didn't even know it was happening. So it kind of just, like, was like, what's going on? Like, I don't know.
So how long? Because obviously we know she was supposed to get married in, what, 2020?
Yeah.
And then that got pushed and the wedding got pushed. So how long did you guys have the plan to go to the wedding? Because I feel like
she sent out,
it was kind of last minute.
She sent out the invitations in February. So, like, I knew she was getting married this year, but I didn't know, like, exactly the date for a long time.
Yeah.
I should have planned better on, like, Cruz's passport and stuff, but everything was so backed up. Like, 3.5
but
months.
But that's not that much notice for an out-of-country wedding as well. Weren't you, like, going to a music festival that weekend?
Well, I was planning on it, and then I was telling Katie about it. She was like, well, May 12th is Stassi's wedding. And I was like, oh, crap, I didn't realize it was that date.
Yeah.
You know, because it had gotten pushed. So, you know, it was poor planning on my part, but it was, like, so hard to get that passport. It really was.
I don't see.
You know,
I
just
no,
feel
I know,
guilty,
but
and
I disagree.
Feel bad.
I don't think it was poor planning on your part. I think it wasn't a lot of notice.
Yeah.
And, you know, as someone who is also planning a wedding out of the country right now, I told all of my friends the date as soon as we knew it because I knew that it is coming up soon. We do have to get passports for the kids.
Yep.
And depending on where you go for the passport, even if you expedite it, it might not come right away.
I expedited his and it still isn't here.
Still?
Yeah, still isn't here.
No.
But they said 100% sure it'll be here by July. So, I mean, it's been a process for me.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a whole thing. And it was so nerve-wracking. I mean, I was breaking out in hives. I did not want to upset them. I wanted to make it. And, you know, I've never even been away from my baby.
Yeah.
You know, so it was, like, down to the last minute. Like, am I going to go by myself? What am I going to do? And then I was just kind of like, and my mom couldn't go anymore with me. Like,
mm-hmm.
she was at least going to go with me. And then her best friend's husband passed away. So, of course, she flew home. Like, you have to be there for your family. You know, that's her family. She
of
was
course.
My babysitter whenever I was little. So, like, it was just all these things. And I felt so bad. And I still feel bad. But hopefully, I'm just trying to give her time. Maybe in, like, a couple months or so, I don't know. Maybe we'll be able to talk one day and talk it out.
I just think that, you know, she should have more compassion for the situation and understand that, first of all, let's point out the fact that you were at her wedding,
mm-hmm.
her real wedding, her first wedding in Katie's backyard where she said her vows.
Yeah.
You were there. You helped plan.
Yeah, I was glad.
That.
I was so glad I got to be there for that, for sure.
This is a second wedding celebration out of country. You have a child. Your mom just lost a dear friend. And you didn't have a passport. And you were still trying to get there.
I was, yeah.
Up until the last day. So I didn't like this narrative that I've seen online on Reddit and stuff that she said on her podcast where it was like insinuating that it was rude that you did this at the last minute and how dare you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, she was trying to make it work until the last minute.
I was trying to make it work, but I did. You know, I felt terrible.
I know.
I mean, I absolutely, and I still feel terrible because I do love them. And that's just not me.
For sure. I don't
like when somebody's mad at me or anything. You know this about
me.
Yeah,
like, I know.
I think about it all the time. And, you know, I have reached out since the wedding and, you know, said everything is so gorgeous. And I hope that we could talk one day. And I'm so sorry how things went down. And I haven't gotten any response just yet. So I'm just trying to, I'll try again in, you know, a couple weeks or something. I don't know. I just like to make things right. I don't have.
I know, but I feel like you've done everything as right as you could. Like you tried everything you could to make it there. You tried to go with Janet.
Yeah, I was trying to get Janet to come with me.
You were literally trying to just go without your baby all the way to another country to be there for her. And I also know
that's why I wish you would talk to me so we could talk
exactly
over these things, you know, because I feel like she would understand if we actually got to talk about it. But she got so mad at Jax that she wouldn't talk to us.
But that's her relationship with Jax is separate from her relationship with you. And the fact that you've reached out and you've explained all this and not gotten a response is really upsetting.
Yeah, it hurts my feelings. I know we were in the wrong at the end of the day. I know that for sure. I know you don't think so.
No, because I know you tried everything in your power to get there. That's where I don't feel you're in the wrong. And if this, and I've been putting myself in her position because I'm like, first of all, it's her first big like wedding like this, but it's her second wedding to the same person.
Yeah.
But I do remember planning that first wedding and now planning this wedding and being out of the country. And maybe because it is my full second marriage, I'm a little more lax about it this time because I'm like, I mean, if that happened last minute, I just feel like I would understand and be like, look, I mean, it sucks. We would love for you to be there, but I understand your kid didn't get a passport. Someone passed away.
Yeah.
And
I think that they think that we knew. I think the reason they're so mad is because they think that we knew weeks leading up to it that we weren't coming and we waited to the last minute.
And but that would be
that
fucked
would
up.
Be terrible. And they think that we went to the golf tournament because like or whatever instead of the wedding, but really we went to that golf tournament because we didn't go to the wedding. It was a charity event. We raised all kinds of money, so it wasn't because of it. It wasn't because we wanted to go to the charity event. You know, it was because we couldn't go to the wedding that we went to that event. And I don't know. I think things just like through texting and everything just got so jumbled and so mixed up that they really did think that like, okay, Jax is saying he doesn't want to go, so Brittany must know too and blah, blah, blah. And it just like turned to this bigger thing than it should have ever been. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Can we also mention that you sent her money for your plates?
Yeah.
Because you know how expensive a wedding is.
I felt
so you even
terrible.
Did that.
Yeah.
Like you do. You pay per person for a wedding. And did you get a response?
Mm-mm. No. No, but I'm literally just trying to do everything I can to make it right.
And I think you have. And
Maybe we'll be able to talk about it one day.
I mean, I hope
unless
so.
Unless she sees this and gets really pissed off.
No, but you know what? If she wants to say that you should have handled things differently, let's say I personally think maybe she could have handled things differently with the disinvitation. Now, I understand when, you know, you got to cut costs. Mm-hmm. I completely understand. You know, if we could invite everyone we wanted to for the wedding, it would be much bigger. We can't afford that.
Yeah, especially on a destination, it's so much more expensive, I'm
sure. Absolutely.
Mine was in Kentucky, so everything is cheaper there.
Yeah. So I understand her doing that. How she did it, it felt very impersonal to me. And I feel like if I were to do that, I would, even if it was a copy and paste text message, I would individually
text
each person that you love and care about and was invited to your original wedding to get a screenshot of like a pick stitch, like typed out mass email.
I wonder who all got those.
I don't, I know Jared got one.
Yeah.
I know Sandoval got one. I got one. And when I got it, I immediately text her. And I was like, hey, I just got your email. Like, just know I understand we're struggling to figure out our own wedding right now. So I just wanted her to, like, feel a little better knowing that I understood. And because I'm sure she probably got some messages that day. Were like, what the fuck? I'm not invited. Like, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't want her to feel that. But then the more I sat on it and the more I looked at it and the more people I talked to who got it, I'm like, it just was so impersonal.
You would just prefer going straight to you and
talking. I just think, you know, the people invited to your wedding are the people, you know, you're closest with. And to not even get a personal message like, hey. And it was 3 weeks before the wedding. Like,
oh, so it wasn't whenever the invitations came out. Oh, I didn't know.
It was like mid-April.
I know that she did not want to do that, though. Like, I know she really.
So she waited until the last minute.
Yeah, I know on your side it's like, whoa, what is this? But I've been around her at times. You know me, I look at the best of both
100%.
worlds.
100%. I'd like to do that too.
Yeah, like, but I was around her and she did not want to have to like disinvite people, but she was just like, it is so expensive.
Yeah.
And I get that too. And I think that's another reason why she's mad at us, because we took up place that two other people could have been there for.
Last minute, people are just going to book flights to Italy and pay.
Like I said, I tried to get James to come with me. I was like, can you get off work and come with me so that like... Like, I know you're not going to go to the wedding, but, like, I was just scared to fly by myself that far.
Yeah,
you know?
And absolutely.
And you had to stop and get on a different plane. There's not, like, any straight flights. So it was a whole thing. It was just a lot of stuff went bad at the very last moment, I'll just say. So.
Well,
but, you know, I get so upset. I don't want to cause any drama with anybody, and I just wish things were different.
No, I know. But... While we're on,
you know, I'm just,
I know,
I'm just like that. I can't help it.
I know. While we're on the subject of her, I saw something on Reddit that also upset me, and I wanted to get your opinion on it. And there were things, it's obviously public, it's no secret, that she wrote about in her book about you and about your pregnancy and personal things. Did she give you a heads up and ask if that was okay?
No, she didn't. I got tagged in a couple things, like about drinking caffeine or something like that. And it was just kind of crazy to me because I was like, why did you even say that if you're not like, I don't know. It was just like weird. But I didn't read the whole book. Here I am going back. I didn't read the book, but people were tagging me and stuff being like, why did she say this? And I was just kind of shocked by that. But
I read that section of it.
Yeah.
Did you read that part?
Which part?
The part where she talked about the caffeine.
Yeah, that's what I kept getting tagged in. And it was like around whenever all this was going down too, like at the wedding and stuff. And I was like, crap, what is going on?
Yeah, she said, was I doing that annoying? I became pregnant first, so I know things BS. I still look back on that and get cringe sweats because I could tell I made her feel bad. Then why are you talking about it in your book?
I know, that's what confused me.
If you felt bad in the moment, why are you re-talking about it and bringing light to a situation that no one knew?
Yeah, well, and also that's before I had announced that I was pregnant. So I was like posting.
I remember.
I was posting photos and things because people were already thinking I was pregnant. Like it was like all over, is Brittany pregnant? Is Brittany pregnant?
Yeah.
Before I ever announced that I was. So I would do fake shots and I had like a Starbucks and I got like the big one and I took a picture of that. And that was the same day we went out to eat. And I did have Arnold Palmer's. I had like two Arnold Palmer's, which is like half lemonade, half tea. And I had to be like, I didn't drink that whole coffee. I was like, I'm trying to throw people off. And
right.
Not let them know that I'm
pregnant. Remember the day you posted that. I think you were like on a treadmill
you
and then also you had the venti.
Yes.
And I was like, ooh, good job. Because if I didn't know, I wouldn't think anything of it.
Exactly. So. You guys all knew I was pregnant already, but I just hadn't publicly announced it. So I was kind of shocked to see that too. But no, I didn't know anything about it in advance at any means. And it all came out all at the same time where they're like mad at me too. And I'm getting tagged in this and I'm just like crying my eyes out.
Aww. I know when I was talking to you about it and you're like, I broke out in hives.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I did not, like, I do not like fighting with my friends at all.
I know. And then, you know, we're all at this amazing Father's Day barbecue at your house.
And
we're missing
weird.
Them.
I know. It felt so weird that they weren't there. It really did to me.
It did.
I love Hartford and I love Stassi and Beau, even through all this crap.
Totally.
I really want all the kids to be able to grow up together.
I know.
So that's like a big deal for me.
I know. And we're like taking pictures of the three of them. And we're like, just like when, you know, Ocean can't be there, or Summer can't be there, and it's not all four of them together.
Yeah.
You just feel that missing piece.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I mean, hopefully, you know, she gets over this and the kids can still grow up together. Because it's just, it's upsetting.
I'll keep trying. I'm trying to give her some space, but I'll keep trying over time and and just see if eventually she'll talk to me.
I think you've tried pretty damn hard. You have passed the ball to her in every quarter of the game. It is in her court. Yeah. Like, now she needs a slam dunk.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll be able to get through it. We'll see.
All right. Back to
Fingers crossed.
Back to some fan questions.
Okay.
Miss Jax ZZ. Best marriage advice you've been told.
Oh, never go to sleep mad, probably. That's a basic one.
My mom's go-to.
But it's a good one because, like, me and Jax never sleep away from each other, mm-hmm. you know? And there's been a couple times whenever he's, like, went to the other room, like, if we did go to sleep mad, and I just, like, noticed that he's not in the bed, and I have to, like, go in there. I'm always the one to say I'm sorry first, even if it's something he did. That's just my personality. Yeah. And I just cannot stand if he is not in the bed with me. It just feels so weird. So that's definitely good advice, I think. Never go to bed mad, because then you just wake up the next morning and you're like, where is it? It just feels right. Off. I don't like that.
So that was always like that my go-to advice that my mom had given me. And I remember saying this to Ariana one day, and she goes, I completely disagree. And I was like, wait, what do you mean? And she goes, oh, I'll go to bed fucking angry. She's like, I don't care. She goes, sometimes you need to sleep it off and get over it and start fresh. And I was like, I've never looked at it from that perspective.
Yeah.
But there have been a couple times with Brock where I'm just like, just fucking go to bed. You know, like, we'll deal with this tomorrow. And it doesn't feel good. But then the next day we're like, that was dumb.
Yeah. Sometimes you do need time to just cool off.
But I never thought of it that way, because my whole life, that's always been one of the things my mom said. And when Ariana said that, I was like, that's actually an interesting perspective.
It really is. And that's good advice too. But at the same time, like, you never know when something could happen to somebody that you love.
That's how I feel.
And I just feel like, you know, with Jax's dad, he lost him to cancer so suddenly. Yeah. And like, life is just so precious. And I just, like, I don't ever want Cruz to, like, not think I love him, or Jax not think I love him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's just something very important. The older I get, the more I realize that, mm-hmm. you know, because we lose more people, you know, totally. As you get older, and it's devastating. But
yeah. So when you leave, when you left today, or you go on a girl's night out, or you go to the grocery store, whatever, do you always say bye and give him a kiss?
Oh, yeah.
And does he cry?
He is just now starting to, like, realize that I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's he's realizing that I'm leaving or that he wants to come outside with me.
Okay.
Because he loves to come outside. But, like, today, for instance, like, Jax was rocking him because it was his nap time. So Jax was already kind of rocking him. He wasn't really paying attention to me. And I just, like, give him a kiss, give Jax a kiss. I even say bye to my dogs because mm-hmm. I just, like, never know what's going to happen to me.
I know.
So that's just every single time I leave. Bye. I love you, Kingsley. I love you, Sophie. I love you, Monroe. I love you, Jax. I love you, Cruz. Every time I walk out the door.
And Jax is okay with that.
Yeah.
See, because I'm the same way. And Brock is not okay with that. He says that she's going to get separation anxiety and we need to just leave without saying goodbye. And I'm like, I don't believe in that.
No.
I will give her a kiss. I will tell her I love her. He's like, do not say the word bye. And my mom's like, Sheena, you need to say bye to your daughter. I'm like, I know, I do. I just don't do it in front of Brock. Yeah.
That's so, like, crazy that he feels so different.
No, he's
about
just
that.
Like, no, we need to just leave. He's like, you upset her. Like, even when we have our nanny in San Diego and we're going to go to the gym and we walk out, like, if we go out the front way and she sees us walking away, she'll scream. He's like, it's fine. And I'm like, no. And then the nanny, she's great with her. And she's always like, no, don't worry. You know, like, she always, like, stops crying within, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I just put on a Moana song or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I can't leave without saying goodbye.
I agree.
And
I'm
that's
the same way.
One of the many, many ways Brock and I differ in parenting. So I envy that you guys are so on the same page.
Jax will just kind of, like, walk out. Like, he doesn't really do it like I do. But I don't know. I just get worried and stuff. So.
I do too, because you never fucking know.
Exactly.
It's Dana Boo wants to know, how would you describe your parenting style?
I feel like I'm very relaxed, right?
I do too.
I don't feel like I'm too, like,
no,
clingy. I just feel like, I don't know. I just am full
You're
of love.
You're natural is what you are.
I think I'm a natural too.
Yeah.
I think I was meant to be a mom.
You're crushing being a mom.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like I'm a lot more relaxed. Like I said before, Jax is a little bit more on edge and stuff at times, but he's just been so good that it's been a breeze so far.
That's one thing I always said about Jax. Even on his worst day when we would be fighting, I'm like, you're going to be a good dad one day. I've always felt that about him.
I always knew it too.
Yeah.
And now he's like even better than I thought he would be.
Yeah.
So I don't even worry about him right now, like with Cruz.
Yeah. And that, I remember the first time you left Cruz, it was you went to Vegas
with
you for like a bachelorette party. Yeah. But it wasn't like you needed to come home early to make sure Cruz was okay.
Oh,
you
no.
knew leaving him with Jax, he would be totally fine.
Exactly. I just missed him so much. And I FaceTimed him all the time. And Jax was probably like so annoyed. I mean, I was FaceTiming him like once every hour. Mm-hmm. Like that annoying.
So, see, and I feel like now when I go out of town, if I FaceTime Summer, she gets upset.
Yeah.
So that now Cruz, I do less.
Yeah. I mean, Cruz to me is just kind of like, like just cheesing. I don't know if people are going to see this or not, but he's just cheesing, like just smiling. So he like knows it's me on the other side of the phone.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I'm, like I said, I don't really have babysitters. So we're with him all the time.
Totally.
So I don't think he's like gotten too upset or anything just yet.
For sure.
But hopefully he doesn't.
B. Brower 10 has two good questions wrap up the podcast. First one, besides being a mom, what career did you want to go into?
I always wanted to work with kids. I always wanted to work with like disabled kids and, you know, handicapped children. And that was always something I loved whenever I was in high school. I did peer tutoring and I kind of wanted to go into like pediatric nursing, stuff like that. My life did not go that way.
Good old Vegas.
I was a Hooters girl. I went to college and like I was just party animal. I was not like focused like I should have been. I was always a straight A student all the way and then got to college and was just like party time. Mm-hmm. So definitely didn't go that way, but I'm so happy with how my life is now. So everything works out for a reason, but I still would love to work with children, whether it's charity or, you know, I've done a couple charity events and I just think it's awesome. I love working with kids.
We should get like all of us girls together and do a charity, you know, that does benefit kids. Cause I know that's one thing that Raquel really wants to do is work with kids with whether it's special needs or handicaps or whatever.
Yes.
I feel like that's something that we could all do together because
to do polar bear plunges and like all the money would go to Special Olympics. We should do something like that. I know it's like 100 degrees here, but there's something we could do.
No, I feel like lately I do my regular donations every month, but I just feel like with our platforms, we could do more.
Exactly.
I think we should. So we're saying it on the podcast because we're going to be holding ourselves accountable.
Exactly.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
All right.
It's always good to help others.
I agree. Last question. What is one fact that you wish people knew about you?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. What do people not know about me?
Well, I mean, just like, you know, like there's misconceptions or what people think. Like when people say mean comments about you, like I can't believe that anyone has anything bad or mean to say about you because you're just such a genuine, good person. So is there
you just tell for me.
I know, right? I just feel like everyone, even though, you know, people can have their opinions about Jax and your relationship, but you have the best heart.
Thank you.
And I don't know why some people, it's not that they don't see that, but they see other parts.
Yeah,
that,
I feel like people, like if Jax does something or like Jax is, past or whatever, they automatically assume that I'm like that or like I agree with those things or something like that. And I'm like, just because we're married doesn't mean I do the exact same thing.
That's it right there.
Yeah.
You want people to know that you don't agree with all of Jax's shenanigans.
Of course. Of course not. Of course not. I love him to death and he's just always been that outspoken person and I'm just not really like that, you know?
Yeah.
I'd rather just like let it be and let it go. And so if Jax is going to be like, rage texting, like any, as soon as he sees something, I'm following people left and right. Like,
I know. He just followed me back recently. I was like, oh, we're friends again? Okay.
He's so crazy. I swear. I'm like, just stop. Like, especially like Twitter, social media. I mean, he just goes like all out and stuff. And I'm just like, not like that. I don't even know what he says on Twitter because I do not look at Twitter.
Yeah.
I haven't been on Twitter in ages. So who knows what he's out there
writing. Didn't like his manager like make him change his password and then like didn't give him the password or something. Like, they're like, you need to be locked out of Twitter right now, bro.
Yeah, Lori locked him out for a while.
Probably smart.
Yeah, I think that might be something, you know, is like, I don't always have to agree with everything just because, you know, we're together. So, and just because he did things in his past, why does that affect me? You know,
totally.
It's so weird. Whatever. I just try to be a good person.
And you are the best person.
Thank you.
The best mom, the best friend, and Thank you so much for being here, getting into some shenanigans
Thanks
with me again.
Thanks for having me. That was fun.
Yes, thank you guys so much for listening. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.